It's the 23rd Psalm. So you have to talk about shepherds. So how many of you work as a shepherd? None? How many of you know anybody else who works as a shepherd? Oh, there's one, another one. Good. I expected nobody, but that's good. So, I'm asking all the rest of you, what does a shepherd do? And if you're not sure, then is there even such a thing as a shepherd, since we don't know what it is? Well, not many of us have or even know a shepherd with an actual flock of sheep. But many of us have pets. And that's pretty close to the same responsibility, but on a much more manageable scale. So the next question is, how many of you have pets? Oh, a whole lot more. Excellent. Good. Now we can talk about something that we actually know something about, something we might understand. Now, back when we had a dog, I used to say that she had just two responsibilities. One was to greet me when I came home, and the other was to keep food off the floor. And she did a great job at both those things. So what are the responsibilities that you have as a pet owner? Shout them out. Greg, feed them. What was that? Walk with them. Give them baths when they don't want them. Yes. Keep them on a leash. Come on. Make them safe. Okay. Don't let them get too hot in a closed up car. Take them to the vet every now and then. But don't forget loving them, taking care of them, brushing them, cuddling, playing. They need that stuff too. Pets need to know that you care about them and will take care of them. You also need to make it plain to your pet that you're going to always be there for them. Who will care? You make a plan. Who will care for them when you need to be away? All those things are important if you're going to be a responsible pet owner. Plus, you have to do all of those things consistently, regularly, and without fail. So it's a 24/7 job. You're always on call. So in that regard, you are a sort of a shepherd tending and caring for your tiny flock. Because you are a good and responsible pet owner, your pet loves you in return and follows you. They might guard you and protect you, lots of barking sometimes. They watch out for your well-being. My dogs always knew when I wasn't feeling very well and didn't ask much of me at those times. If you're lucky, they do what you ask them. They follow your commands. They look to you for everything they need. They depend upon you completely. So, let's get back to the scripture for today. Let's see what it says about being a shepherd or pet owner. Remember, this psalm is from the perspective of the sheep or the pet. And that's the way we're going to look at it today. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So my shepherd provides absolutely everything I need. I don't miss anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. So my shepherd makes sure I have plenty of stuff to eat that is healthy and good for me. He also leads me to water that is clear and still. If the water's running too fast, I might get swept away and drowned. So quiet water is the safest. Note that he also restores my soul. That means that I'm content. The shepherd takes care of all my worries, so I don't have to be concerned about anything. Wow, doesn't that sound nice? He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. He guides me to the very best places to go because he's responsible for my well-being. He leads me and guides my every move. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So even if I wander off and start to do my own thing and maybe get into trouble, my shepherd never leaves me. My shepherd protects me. My shepherd will use anything in his power to make sure that I come out okay. His staff is like a big lifeguard hook that will pull me out of danger. His rod is a big stick or a club that he can use to defend me. My shepherd is prepared for anything. Reminds you of a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout. Prepared. Anyway, my shepherd has the tools that he might need close at hand so he can rescue me, protect me, and defend me. That makes me feel safe and secure. But most of all, he never leaves me alone. He's always there for me, watching out for me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. In fact, I feel so safe that I can eat and not feel threatened. My shepherd prepares me a meal. A banquet. Even if my predators are all around me, even with enemies waiting for the opportunity to pounce, I'm safe with my shepherd. And the banquet is full and complete, even dessert. I have all that I need, plus more. My shepherd also anoints me. That usually means to put some oil on my head that symbolically marks me. It means I am very special, and I belong to this particular shepherd. My cup overflows. I have more than I need. In other words, I have all that I need and even more. How much better can it get than that? I'm his forever. I have no worries at all. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. I have everything. I am blessed beyond measure. I'm happy to stay with this shepherd. Why would I ever leave? My future with him is wonderful and assured and safe. I'll follow him anywhere. Okay, that's what a good shepherd is all about. Having a shepherd like that sounds fantastic. I would follow that shepherd anywhere, anytime. And because this comes from the Bible, you can know that the author is talking about either God or Jesus, always is, or both. Jesus and our God is this wonderful and amazing shepherd. We can rely upon God for everything. That sounds fantastic. But do we? Do we rely upon God completely? Or do we think we've got it covered all on our own? Do we trust in ourselves or other people more than we trust in God? Think about that for a moment. Do we trust in God? In the past, I've asked my Bible study students to rewrite the 23rd Psalm. Think about this. You might want to try it yourself. Since we're not real familiar with the role of a shepherd, I'll ask you to select another metaphor of someone or something that you can relate to more easily. So who do you trust? Whose advice do you follow and rely upon? So rather than "the Lord is my shepherd," begin with something else. Then proceed to name what or who or that person is or thing and that helps you, and say why you trust them. So maybe you would write, "The Lord is my spouse," or "my doctor," "my pharmacist," "my coach," "my counselor or teacher," or "The Lord is my best friend," "my neighbor," "the weatherman," "my computer techie," "my dietitian," or "my boss." The list is endless. Who do you put your trust in? Who do you believe? Who do you follow? We all have someone. Perhaps it's someone you admire or who you think is very intelligent and knowledgeable. For example, the weatherman. Lots more knowledge than I have. Perhaps it's someone who's given you good advice in the past, so you trust their good judgment. Give it a little thought. Who do you trust? Who do you follow? The real question is, do you follow anyone who is as trustworthy and reliable a shepherd as God is? The point is that God will never leave you and will always take care of you, the best care of you. Now, I have to admit, my spouse is a person I often follow. But there are occasional complications with that, not too often, but sometimes. The truth is, most animals are herded. That means that they are pushed from behind and really can only go in one direction, like cattle. Now, you've also heard of sheep dogs. They herd sheep, but they're not the shepherd. And the sheep don't rely upon the sheepdog as they do the shepherd. Sheep follow. They actually choose to follow their own shepherd. So sheep are led where they need to go. So the shepherd becomes very important and must be especially trustworthy. Let's look forward just a little. Who will you follow? Who will you rely upon completely? Who do you trust? As amazing as it sounds, God is available to act as a shepherd for each one of us. You, me, everyone. Nothing would please God more than to be used for that job. All you have to do is hire God. But that means that you must have faith enough to trust God completely. So who will you follow? Be careful out there, because lots of people want to lead you. But you get to decide for yourself. Who will you follow? Amen.